Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Absolutely Small, How Quantum Mechanics Explains Our Everyday World, by Michael D. Fayer, read by Scott L. Peterson. Preface. If you are listening to this, you probably fall into one of two broad categories of people. You may be one of my colleagues who is steeped in the mysteries of quantum theory and wants to see how someone writes a serious book on quantum theory with no math. Or you may be one of the vast majority of people who look at the world around them without a clear view of why many things in everyday life are the way they are. These many things are not insignificant aspects of our environment that might be overlooked. Rather, they are important features of the world that are never explicated because they are seemingly beyond comprehension. What gives materials color? Why does copper wire conduct electricity but glass doesn't? What is a trans fat anyway? And why is carbon dioxide a greenhouse gas while oxygen and nitrogen aren't? This lack of a picture of how things work arises from a seemingly insurmountable barrier to understanding. Usually that barrier is mathematics. To answer the questions posed above, and many more, requires an understanding of quantum theory, but it actually doesn't require mathematics. This audiobook will develop your quantum mechanics intuition, which will fundamentally change the way you view the world. You have an intuition for mechanics, but the mechanics you know is what we refer to as classical mechanics. When someone hits a long drive baseball, you know it goes up for a while, then the path turns over and the ball falls back to earth. You know if the ball is hit harder, it takes off faster and will go farther before it hits the ground. Why does the ball behave this way? Because gravity is pulling it back to earth. When you see the moon, you know it is orbiting the earth. Why? Because gravity attracts the moon to the earth. You don't sit down and start solving Newton's equations to calculate what is going on. You know from everyday experience that apples fall down, not up, and that if your car is going faster, it will take longer to stop. However, you don't know from everyday experience why cherries are red and blueberries are blue. Color is intrinsically dependent on the quantum mechanical description of molecules. Everyday experience does not prepare you to understand the nature of things around you that depend on quantum phenomena. As mentioned here,
sample complete. Ready to continue?